Beginning of the Mass today, the readings have to do with prayer and the importance of prayer and the importance of persistence in prayer, that we are to pray always or to pray without ceasing, as St. Paul tells us. So why to do this? Why ought we to pray apart from that the scriptures tell us to? Well, one way to think of the effect of prayer or the motivation for prayer is in terms of what are known as the three transcendentals, these dimensions of our experience, the true, the good, and the beautiful. The true, the good, and the beautiful. And so first and foremost, we pray so that we can come into contact and reconnect with God, and that we may recall the truth of who we are, that we are creatures, that we did not invent God like an idea, that God is alive and that God loves us, and that we are intimately connected with God, whether we know it or not. But when we attend to that relationship, when we turn our minds and our hearts to God, then the connection becomes activated. We are once again reminded that God has created us to love him and to receive his love and to share that love with others. In addition to this basic truth of who we are that we recall in the act of prayer, in the act of turning toward the Lord, we also receive from God contact with the good. So the good has to do with our behavior, yes, but primarily with God's own goodness. In the way God perceives us, God looks on us with love as we are, not as we think we ought to be, or as someone else is, or as it tells us to be in the scriptures. God loves us, and this is good, and it transforms our hearts. Not only does it transform our hearts in the way that we see ourselves with God's eyes, but also it transforms our hearts in the way we approach others, our attitude toward other people, what we think of them. As St. Paul says elsewhere in the scriptures, we begin to see them as more important than us. Contact with God in prayer puts us in touch with our own goodness and with God's goodness. And it gives us access to the knowledge of God in terms of how to treat other people. Decisions that used to confuse us, circumstances that at one point baffled our minds, oftentimes will reveal a certain clarity in who we are and how we are to act. We don't fret about decisions that we are to make or about decisions that we have made. There's much less second guessing. God's goodness comes through us, and it relieves us of that heavy burden that we are alone in the decision-making process. This, too, is a consequence. It is an effect of our prayer, of our turning toward God, who alone, as Jesus tells us, is good. And so in prayer, we are in touch with the truth about ourselves and creation, the truth about God. We are in touch with God's own goodness, in which we participate, and which we can recognize in others. And thirdly, we can see God's great beauty. Perhaps the most important of all, this is the field of study known as aesthetics. Recognition of and appreciation for the beautiful. Each of us has the eyes of the Lord. We are inscribed with the face of Jesus, who is the architect of creation, the one through whom and in whom all things were made. And it is his beauty that we can perceive when we turn to God in prayer. I tell our novices with whom I work across the street that when they make their Ignatian examen, a very simple prayer, it's a time during the course of the day when we ask God to show us how God has been active in our lives up until that point, and how we have responded. Have we responded with openness and generosity, or have we shut down in the face of God's invitation? When we enter into this prayer, we can see God acting in our lives, and we can see the great beauty. Some days we encounter more difficulties than others. Oftentimes the difficulties are of our own fabrication. But even then, there are sights and tastes and sounds that we hear that speak of God's beauty, and we recall those in prayer. This is a cause of joy to us. As I tell the novices, it's better than a movie. It's not to be missed. Don't deny yourselves the great joy of recognizing God's presence in your life and beholding God's tremendous affection for you. Brothers and sisters, as we continue with our service today, let us ask God the Holy Spirit to recreate our hearts and to direct us once again to the Lord. May we know the truth of reality, the truth of who we are before God and one another. May we know God's goodness, our own goodness, and how best to serve God's people. May we behold the beauty of the Lord, ever ancient and ever new. And in so doing, may we be signs of God's presence in the world for all those whom we meet.